Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting firm. What we do is we take families and teach them how to build a second stream of income that supplements or replaces their job. This allows people to retire at any age. We invest in everything from single-family houses to apartment complexes, hotels, strip shopping centers. Did I say self-storage? Apartment complexes and so on. Anything that produces cash flow. This is an important distinction to make. We don't buy anything that doesn't cash flow. In other words, most of you are in quote-unquote investments, which are really just speculation, such as the stock market, mutual funds, gold, silver, crypto, where you buy it and you just sit and wait and hope for the best. And then you have to sell it to get any money to be able to pay bills. With cash flow, buying real estate, you get appreciation. But appreciation is the icing on the cake. It's not the cake. The cake is cash flow. So take a little single family house. You're going to make about $400 a month profit off of that every month. That's cash flow to you. You could pay a car note. You could pay electric bill, whatever with it. Cash flow. Buy 20 of those. You now have $8,000 a month. For most of you, that pays at least all your bills. May not give you a lot of money for romance and travel and things like that, but it covers all your bills. Hopefully, you know, your bills aren't above $8,000 a month. But that's the power, and that's part of the reason, part of many reasons, why real estate accounts for 70% of the millionaires in the United States. 90% of the millionaires worldwide. Cash flow. Simply put, I would never, ever invest in anything that didn't produce cash flow. Then some of you, through misinformation, are going, well, isn't real estate more risky or riskier? That couldn't be the further from the truth. Real estate is the lowest risk, high rate of return investment that you can make. And it's very simple to explain. We make money in both the up and down markets. See, speculators, stock market, mutual funds, gold, silver, when the crash comes, they get slaughtered. Guess what we're praying for right now? A crash. A correction. We want real estate prices to crash. Some of you say, well, that doesn't make sense. If you got $100 million worth of real estate and it drops to $80 million, you just lost $20 million. Not at all. Because it's not if the market's going to recover, it's what? It's when. Only if I was uneducated enough to do something dumb where I had to sell my property in a down market, yeah, I guess that person would lose. I don't even know what dumb thing you could do that would force you to do that. Because you bought for cash flow. Let's say you're making $20,000 a month in cash flow. When the property values drop 20%, guess what you're making? $20,000 a month in cash flow. You're still making your money. And in fact, in a crisis like 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, did you know that our rents went up? They went up. So if you were making $20,000 a month off of your real estate, you're now making $25,000 or $30,000 a month. And because it's the crash market, you're now buying property 20, 30, 40, 50% below its value. We make more money in the down market than we do the up market. Now, don't get me wrong. We make a lot of money in the up market like we are today, but it's way more money in the down market. It's almost, if you're educated and you know how to run real estate correctly, it is almost impossible to lose money. Almost. In fact, every loser deal that I've ever seen was not a result of the marketplace. It was not a result of real estate. It was poor management. The person didn't know what they were doing. They have the wrong business model, the wrong best practices, and they run the property into the ground. Now, when they do that, that produces a tremendous opportunity for someone who does know how to run property. Like when I bought that 22 unit back in 93 or 94, they were losing money. They had never made a dime off of that 22 unit. I purchased it. 2 months later, I was making money. Now, these were not bad people. They were not dumb people. They just had never taken a course. They didn't know how to run an apartment complex. So they bought it, and there's a little bit of arrogance, laziness, and stupidity. I'm sorry. It's a brutal word, but it's really dumb to go into a business without learning the business first, you know? So that's what we're doing. And building a second stream of income is almost a requirement in today's environment. And what I mean by that is you used to be able to depend on pensions combined with Social Security and combined with some savings. In today's world, where pensions have all but disappeared, you're relying almost solely on saving your way to retirement. You can argue this a little bit, but my opinion is you really need $10,000 a month to have a quality lifestyle. Did you know that to have $10,000 a month in retirement, you have to save up $3 million? How many of you feel comfortable with that number? Yeah, I'll be able to save that. Most people won't even make that much. That's $150,000 a year saved for 20 years. How many of you have enough extra every year to save $150,000? Very, very few people. Then, when you do retire, even if you've saved up the $3 million, it's a very uncomfortable way to live because you're praying for your God to kill you before you run out of money. It's just a horrible way to live. So think cash flow, cash flow, cash flow, and do not buy anything that doesn't produce cash flow. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I'm going to go ahead and open the phone lines because today I want to revisit one of the parts of a balanced life, which is having a loving, passionate love affair with your spouse or significant other. And this is a little off of real estate, but I'm going to explain why having a good relationship with your spouse does affect the way that you invest. It really does. It's almost foundational that you have a great relationship with your spouse to be an effective investor. So I'll explain that. I want to answer a question that I got by email. I love this question, and it sounds sarcastic, but it's not. It's actually a very good question. But the phone lines are open right now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me, as a few of you have already done. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Now, like I said, this may sound sarcastic, but I don't get that feel from it. And maybe they were, but it's from an anonymous listener who wishes to remain anonymous, I should say. And it's the simple question: Steve, if you make so much money with real estate, why don't you just go buy more real estate? Why do you teach? Well, the answer to this question, bear with me and listen to this whole thing. I don't like real estate. So now that your ears are perked up, probably you're going, what? You talk, the whole show's about real estate investing. It is, but I'm a passive investor, not an active investor. I used to be active. I was active for 15 years, 18 years. Yeah, 13 plus 3, 16 years, sorry. I don't like real estate. I don't like managing it. I don't like dealing with the accounting for it. I don't like marketing it. I like rehabs and construction a lot. So that part of it I do enjoy. The problem is that to do that part, you got to do the other parts that I don't like. But when it comes to teaching, mentoring, consulting, I love it. When I wake up in the morning and I grab my cup of coffee and head to my email, the more email questions I've got, the happier my day is. I love what I do. It keeps me young. It keeps me vibrant. It keeps me excited. It keeps me sharp. So my calling from really age 16, when I read my first Zig Ziglar book, was I wanted to teach. I wanted to be a mentor, a consultant, and teach. But there's not a lot of money in teaching. And so I had to do something to build a second stream of income, because my teaching wasn't making much money. So I love real estate because it builds me a second stream of income, and because I can do it passively. Now, this is what about I'd say 70-80% of the members at Total Wealth Academy are doing, they're all passive. They don't manage the property. They don't go look at the property. They don't take phone calls. They just put up their money and get a check every quarter. It's pretty simple. You do nothing but invest your money. And that's what I do. So this is a very good question, and I appreciate the question, but it's so simple. I'm a teacher. I get off to it. I mean, it is so exciting. You know, we've got our big Greek Fest tomorrow. I'm going to be speaking to about 400, 500 people. That is exciting to me. All week, I've been anticipating this little 45-minute lecture, writing it, perfecting it as much as I can. I love it, but I don't like managing real estate. So for me, passive investing is what I want to do, but it's going to be in real estate. So I hope that helps. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. So now let's talk about one of the parts of a balanced life, which is romance. Your significant other, your lover, your spouse. This person, a good relationship with them is, again, of paramount importance if you're going to be a successful investor. And one of the things that people do to make money is they sacrifice their relationships. You see it all the time. It ends in a thing called divorce. 50% of the marriages in, I think it's 54% now, of the marriages in the United States end in divorce, 54%. It's estimated that of the remaining 50%, 40% are bored and unhappy. But they stay because they may have a religious belief that they don't, you know, you're not allowed to get divorced. They stay because, well, they made a commitment and they want to stick to it, you know. They stay in a loveless marriage. You know, it's hard to even come up with more than a couple reasons for doing it because I think it's crazy. You want a passion-filled, loving relationship. Every human being does. One of the best books that I've ever read on the subject is a book called The Love Languages. And it's by a guy, Gary Chapman, who is probably one of the most easy to, yeah, I don't know how to put this. You can't misunderstand this book. He has such a simple way of explaining it with words that everybody can understand. And it is phenomenal. Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages. And when you use it, if you read the book, you will discover that just about every person is different. And each of the five love languages affects people differently. Some people respond to one and not the other. The five love languages are words of affirmation, verbal compliments that express love and appreciation, physical touch, this is sexual and non-sexual physical touch, Quality time is the third one. Acts of service is another one. And receiving gifts is another one. Now, be very careful not to judge that last one. You may say, well, if the only way to prove my love to this particular person is to buy them stuff, then they're after just my money. That's not the case, because the gift could be a flower that you pick from the front yard. It could be a $3-4 card from Hallmark. Gifts don't have to be expensive. To these people, these men, these women, it's truly the thought that counts. The fact that you took the time and effort to get them the gift, whether it's a $20 dozen roses or a $3,000 purse, they're not going to see any difference in those two. They're going to feel the same blessed, joyful, grateful, whichever one you give them. But the reason I'm revisiting this today is because I have learned something that's not in the book. If it is, I missed it. I've only read it twice. I've listened to it a couple times, but I don't think it's in there. Here's the wonderful thing. Well, we got to go to break. I'll save it for the other side of the break, but I'm going to tell you something about the five love languages that's not in the book that will blow you away and bring you closer than you probably ever imagined. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about really, like I said, almost a foundational part of success in life, including financial success, is to have that incredible, passionate relationship with your spouse or significant other. And at the end of the last break, I wanted to share something with you that I've learned that I don't think is in the book, and it's this. Let's say that you start trying these five: words of affirmation, physical touch, quality time, acts of service, receiving gifts. And over a few months, you begin to realize that your spouse loves words of affirmation. They take the garbage. You have to say, wow, thank you so much. That was great. But for some reason, that person, that means something to them. That you're grateful. That's their love language. What happens is you start using words of affirmation on a more and more regular recurring basis, and you get closer. What then happens, and this is what blew me away, the other four start working too. On the same person. And I think it comes down to simply each one of these things can make a person feel great, loved, respected, cared for. But they may have something in their past. And I'll give you an example from my own personal experience. I've always used words of affirmation. I thought all women responded to words of affirmation. You know, you look beautiful today. you are so sexy. You make me feel like a man. You are a goddess. You know, I love everything about you. Well, I'm dating this girl, and I just can't get quite through to her. And I feel like the relationship is crumbling. Like, I actually felt like there wasn't a relationship, even though we were intimate, we were going out, dating, and things like that. But it didn't feel right. And I was using words of affirmation. Well, I find out that her previous boyfriend used words of affirmation too. She eventually found out he was sleeping with everybody but her. So what does she think? Does she trust words of affirmation anymore? No, because the guy had used them on her maliciously to manipulate her while he was cheating on her. So now words of affirmation don't mean I love you anymore. Just so you know, it turned out the one that she did respond to was physical touch. And I think that is part because of the ex-boyfriend as well, because he stopped physically touching her at the end of the relationship. So I used physical touch. And oh, by the way, did I know what I was doing? No. This was way before I ever read the book. It's just once I got really physical, the relationship began to grow, bloom. It was great. But what I've learned working with my wife of 35 years, is that words of affirmation work for her very well. That's probably her number one. But do you know that now that I've used words of affirmation for year after year after year, the other four work too? Because what has happened is I've built up a level of trust. Now go back to my ex-girlfriend. She did not trust me because I was using words of affirmation. The reason she didn't trust me is because the last guy that had used words of affirmation had cheated on her. Does that make sense? So it's all about building trust. And this falls directly into Stephen Covey's work, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, where he talks about an emotional bank account. And you're either making deposits to that emotional bank account or you're making withdrawals. Oh, by the way, the love languages work on everyone. Your children, your coworkers, even your bosses, your employees, they work on everybody. So anyway, bottom line is now physical touch has become more important to her. Quality time has become more important to her. Acts of service, receiving gifts, all of them work. But it's because I made so many emotional bank account deposits with words of affirmation in the beginning. So my bank account with her is filled. So when I use physical touch, she responds to that just as effectively as words of affirmation. Whereas before, it was, oh, you just want something, right? So if you use these, after a while, maybe 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, when you really feel close, when you really feel that that emotional bank account is full, start pulling in the other four. And now you've got all kinds of ways of expressing your love to your spouse or significant other that they will respond to. And again, the name of the book is The Five Love Languages. It's by Gary Chapman, and you can get it in paperback, Kindle, or audio. Audio version is excellent because he actually reads it himself. I think he's a preacher by trade. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a preacher. So if you can imagine a good orator reading this to you, it becomes very, very easy to understand and apply. And of course, you can find it at Amazon.com. All three, the audiobook, the paperback, and the Kindle. So I highly recommend it. And again, having the support of your spouse makes real estate investing so much easier. Now, do I have some students who don't have the support of their spouse and they're still successful? Yes, but it's difficult. It's difficult. If you'll take this seriously, grab this book, read it, implement it, it's life-changing. It's life-changing. And then when you go and tell your wife, oh, by the way, honey, I'm buying our first rental house, she won't lose her freaking mind because that emotional bank account is so doggone high. And use that emotional bank account analogy, especially with your kids. Especially with your kids. Most parents have a tendency to only talk to their kids when they do something bad. Let me rephrase that. They talk more to their kids when they do something bad than they do when they do something good. What I learned a long time ago, and it was a business book, it goes, catch them doing something right. You know, because when you first heard that, you're like, catch them doing something wrong. No, catch them doing something right. That is an emotional bank account deposit where you use words of affirmation. Oh, you took the garbage? Thank you so much, son, daughter, whoever it is. Thank you so much. That was really, really helpful. You're really helpful around the house. Boom. Emotional bank account deposit. And what you want to do is get that emotional bank account deposit so high with your kids that when they do something wrong, which they do, you can reprimand them, reducing your bank account, but you don't reduce it to zero. In other words, let's say you got 100 deposits and all of a sudden you've got to say something negative to them. That may take 10 of those deposits out, but you still got 90. You're still positive. You've still got love in that bank account. So check those two books out, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People and The Five Love Languages. All right, we got to go to break here in about 1 minute. So what I'd like to do in the last segment is answer the rest of these email questions and take your phone calls. If you've got a question about how to build a second stream of income, or maybe you got a question about the five love languages, feel free to call about that as well. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk more after the break.
Hi,
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We're in the question and answer part of the show. We're in the final segment. So if you have a question for me, it is important for you to call immediately so that we have time to answer it. A lot of people will be a little nervous and they'll put it off till the last minute. Please don't do that. If you're a little nervous, use a fake name, but call 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. This first question is very, very common, Stan. Getting phone numbers for owners can be a challenge. One of the services that I use and the members at Total Wealth Academy use is called realestateiq.co. Stan, it is realestateiq.co. I think it's $135 a month, and they have lists of people going through foreclosure, pre-foreclosure, deaths, divorces, you name it. You can find lists, and their lists include, in most cases, address, phone numbers, and sometimes the email as well. And that allows you to market more effectively, Stan. So please, you know, don't become a private investigator and spend massive amounts of time trying to find phone numbers. Subscribe to that service. We don't own it. It's independent of Total Wealth Academy, but a great company with great people. So just go to realestateiq.co and you'll get lists that include the phone number, address, and sometimes the email. Hope that helps. All right, let's look at the Tom with a question about go-to paint colors. Well, I use Sherwin-Williams. There's two colors that I use. Agreeable gray, which is a very light, almost stainless steel color, and Killam Beige. And depending on the house and the color scheme, I'm going to use one of those two colors. The trim is always the same. I use, what's it called? Ultra white, high gloss enamel on the trim, all wood trim. The ceiling is always just flat white. I warn you about going with the ones that you have kind of indicated here, Swiss coffee and other colors. Remember this rule, Tom. Who likes your wallpaper? Only you. Who likes your off-colored wall? Only you. So don't do off-colored walls. Never do wallpaper. Stick to those two colors on your rent properties, and I think you'll be very happy. Now, Sherwin-Williams is expensive, but it is probably in the top three as far as quality, if not number one. But a lot of our members are simply going to Home Depot and buying Behr Premium in similar colors. You can take a swatch from Sherwin-Williams and just compare it to the Behr colors. until you find something that's almost identical. And Bear is 30, 40, 50% less. Results. The results have been quite comparable. The coverage, cleaning ability. We're not seeing major differences between Bear and Sherwin-Williams. And I'm sure there's somebody at work, Sherwin-Williams, listening about to choke me. I still only use myself Sherwin-Williams. It's just such high quality. I only use it. Okay, hope that helps, Tom. All right, let's see. What's the next question? Oh, my goodness. I'm going to butcher this name. Let me try it. Venkateswaran. Looking for guidance on new out-of-state as a new out-of-state investor. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Let's hit these. What cap rate should I expect with investments in the Houston area? They're really low right now. I think that the most recent refinance I heard of was right around 4%. Remember, when you're buying, the higher the cap rate, the better. When you're selling, the lower the cap rate, because it's going to increase the value of the property. But that's going to be for refis, you know, you're getting them at around 4%. When you're buying, you really want to be higher than that. Two, what areas should I consider for best long-term equity growth? This is a speculator's question, not an investor's question. It also requires a crystal ball. In other words, it's an impossible question to answer. I've seen areas that were gentrifying that just one day stopped. Period. So you can't predict which areas of town are going to go up, which areas of town are going to go down. It's just impossible. And everybody claims they can do it and they pretend like, I don't even bother with that. Remember, if you're buying for cash flow, appreciation is the icing on the cake. The cake is cash flow. Just make sure the deals you're buying cash flow so that if prices drop, you've still got your cash flow. Doesn't matter. Three, what areas should I consider for best cash flow? Okay, now this one there is an answer to. It's anywhere you can buy properties between $200,000 and $300,000. If you find a neighborhood where the average sale price is around $250,000, that's going to be the neighborhood you want to buy rentals in. This is the sweet spot where the rents are the highest per dollar spent. When you go above $300,000 to $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, the rents drop in relation to the amount that you've spent. But your expenses do not drop. They double. Your rent doesn't double, but your expenses double. So those deals are not good cash flowing properties. You want to stay in the, really you can go down to 150 in some cases, but anywhere between 150 and 300, those are the neighborhoods you want to invest in for rentals. What are the risks that I should consider when looking at rental? The risk is in the leader of the deal. Are you, you know, I wish I knew whether you were buying this to manage yourself or passive. So let's answer it for passive investors first. The risk is the quality of the syndicator, the sponsor of the deal, who's managing it. So I spend as much time, if I'm getting ready to invest with someone, I pour over the P&Ls. I pour over the private placement memorandum or PPM, and I try to understand that as well as I can. But I also pour over the syndicator, the sponsor. I want three or four referrals from other people that have invested with them. I want to know what their history is. I want to know what their credibility is. So Spend as much time looking at your sponsor as you would the deal itself. If you're going to manage it yourself, guess who the risk is? You. Are you willing to educate yourself so that you run this apartment complex effectively? If you're not willing to educate yourself, pay your, you know, 20 grand, 30 grand to get the education. If you're not willing to do that, then you are a high risk person. And that deal's going to be high risk. So get yourself educated if you're going to do this deal yourself. And then 5, would you recommend other areas for a new investor? You know, the thing about that, it's also kind of a speculator's question. What's the best part of the country to invest in? Nobody knows. They'll have arguments saying they do know. It's a bunch of BS. Because here's what I'll tell you. I can go into any city, in any state, at any time, and make or lose money. It all depends on how educated you are, how professional you are, how well you know the best practices and the strategies. You can make money anywhere. Now, it turns out you're in Seattle, Washington. Thanks for listening to the show. Seattle is a boom town, obviously, but there's still areas of Washington with those $150,000 to $300,000 houses. It's going to be in the outskirts of the big cities, just like it is here in Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and so on. But I would not necessarily invest out of state. The grass is not always greener on the other side of the fence. So you may have a lot of opportunity right in your area. So get educated, then get out there and see if you can buy something a little bit closer to you. If you can't find something that works, then invest in Texas. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening. Have a great weekend. Take care.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.